Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm going very well. And so are the Strikers. We'll get to the Lacaselgek Cup shortly, but first let's cover off last weekend's NPL game. So 6-1 over Riverside. That's a lot of goals, mate.
Yeah, we did really well, mate. We played very, very well. We were just preparing ourselves for the Laca final, to be honest with you. We used the game as a bit of preparation, and it was a good performance overall, mate, by the whole team.
Yeah, well, towards the end of the season, like if, you know, things are really tight at the top of the ladder, you know, that goal difference can come in very handy.
Yeah, it can do. Yeah, we're a little bit behind Glenorchy at the moment, so we don't really want to rely on that, to be honest with you. We want to take the points and all the points. So, it helps. It was a good performance, mate, and it builds some confidence into our team, but it's just a stepping stone for the Laca final.
Great to score goals, but you're not leaking goals, you know, on the other side of the ledger, so that's good.
Yeah, it is good. We only conceded one on the weekend. It was a very sloppy kind of goal deflection, and it managed to chip pitchy somehow, and it's hit the bar and gone in. It was just a strange goal, but there's a serious lesson there we need to learn about turning over the ball in central areas. Yeah, we aren't leaking goals. We're defending very well as a team, and that's the difference now. All 11 players are behind the ball, defending very, very well, and that's the difference, and that shows in terms of our performances.
Right. Okay, so you're second on the NPL ladder, just behind Glenorchy now, which is a great recovery from a pretty ordinary start to the season, so that's good. But you play Glenorchy in the final of the Laca Cup. Now, that's Monday.
That's correct, yeah, Monday 2 o'clock at KGV.
Right, so this will be a top-of-the-table clash. And I mean, you know, sides like yourself and Glenorchy are expected to go deep into this competition. It's obviously harder to do than it looks on paper. Yeah. They're a pretty good team.
They are a very good team, mate. They've spent a lot of money in the off-season and recruited heavily. It's been well-publicised, but it's very much David Goliath match, if you like. They're the favourites, and so they should be on form and on where they're at in the ladder and everything else. We know what we can do. We haven't played them this season, and we know what we can do to hurt them. So we're looking forward to the match, mate. It gives us an opportunity to show the league and make a statement, not just in terms of winning the Laca title and getting in the FFA Cup, but in the league as well. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah. Right. Now, for people who don't know about the Lacaselgek Cup, so it's a statewide competition that incorporates not just the NPL but other clubs around the state. And the winner of the competition represents Tasmania in a... Well, tell us about the next step.
Yeah, the next step is the FFA Cup. It's the equivalent to the English FA Cup, where only 32 teams can enter. And that's against the professional teams, so the A-League teams as well. So the best teams in the NPL typically get in. Obviously, you have to play off through cup games like we're doing at the moment. Tasmania has only one entrant, so we or Glenorchy will be the only entrant into the FFA Cup, and it's televised and all the rest of it. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a knockout competition. You lose, you're out. There's no second chance. So it's a fantastic competition because it gives semi-professional players and clubs full of volunteers the opportunity to go up against A-League competition, and that's what makes our game so special.
Too right. And you mentioned making a statement. I mean, it was last season you got knocked out early in this competition too. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing, you know, we've not been around it for 2 years, you know, so they're the recent champions, Glenorchy Knights. They're the favourites, and so they should be. But we know what we can do. We know we haven't played in this season. We know we're in form as well. And we want to keep building our form. We don't think we've hit and broken the glass ceiling in terms of where we can hit the standard of our bar. We need to keep rising it and raising it, and we have done. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, mate, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, everyone's fit?
Yeah, everyone's fit and well, mate, biting at the bit. Unfortunately, we've lost Nick L.A. now through a bit of a bone spur on his ankle there. So that's unfortunate, but he's still around the squad, mate. He's doing his recovery and he's preparing himself for the operation that he needs to have.
Yeah.
But everyone else, mate, is fully fit. Yeah, we just got to keep pushing on and make sure he's around the squad and around the boys, mate, because he's an integral part of the team.
Yeah. All right, mate. Good luck Monday. What time's that game start again?
2 o'clock at KGV, mate.
The game will be live streamed, so if you check out the Devonport Strikers Facebook website or the Football Tasmania website and Facebook, you'll find a link there to a live stream. I think it's via Facebook or something. But anyway, you can watch the game in the comfort of your own lounge room and watch the Strikers take care of Glenorchy. Good on you, mate.
Hopefully. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for your support, mate.